Welcome to show 41, the anniversary show, BigFoamyHead.com.
40 shows later, 175 beers we've talked about on the show. We've drunk more, but...
Yeah. That's an amazing number, though. 175 beers.
Unique ones. And compiled the list, and we'll go ahead and put that out on the website for you guys.
Okay, great. Yeah, so it's good stuff.
Peruse it.
And, you know, we've talked about this. We mentioned it on some of the previous shows. And you know, a year in podcasting is apparently a long, long time since podcasting hasn't been around that much. And we're going to mention some of the other guys who have been around that long and where things are going. But right now we're enjoying a quality anniversary beer. And that's kind of going to be the theme. We're going to have some anniversary beers over the next few shows. This one is from one of our favorite folks, the good people at Stone Brewing.
It's the ninth anniversary ale. It was brewed in September 2005, 7.8 alcohol by volume. And it's not like the Arrogant Bastard. It doesn't knock you off your seat. It's just a real smooth drinker.
It's a good
beer. It's an exceptional beer.
And it's, you know, reasonably high alcohol, 7.8, but it's very it's got a little bit of haze to it, a nice white head. It's classified as an American strong ale. And this is good stuff. I mean, I'm enjoying
this. Nice fine
this.
Bubbles, not too bitter. Yeah. It's well balanced, I would say.
Well, you know, their big signature is that Chinook hop, the stuff that'll just, you know, reach out and slap you across the face. This has got like a little tiny hint of it, but I think they might have used some near normal, not super industrial strength hops in this one. I mean, it's got a lot of good bitterness, but it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice smooth beer. It's a good job for the ninth anniversary ale. And we weren't just going to do a show on anniversary beers. You know, the brewers will come out with their ninth, 10th year anniversary beers. And they're usually large bottles, high alcohol, and we didn't feel like getting hammered. So.
No, I mean, there was no way we'd get out of it alive. If we went through all of the bottles that we have, we got some real interesting ones, and we're going to bring them up.
So we'll be stretching that out over the next couple of days or so.
There you go. And we need to mention, we have sort of been out of sequence. People who listen regularly may have noticed we weren't weekly as usual. We kind of slipped up. There's, you know, I've got to take some blame for going on vacation, and then we had parties, and we had this, and we had that, and it's summer, and you know how that goes.
Dick went to the happiest place on earth.
I did, also known as hell, Disney World. God, don't get me started. I did the Florida tour, brought back some interesting beers, which we'll have it on a later show. But yeah, I did my penance at Disney World. Oh, my God.
And you just missed the Homebrewers annual convention by days.
I mean, yeah, you're right, by days. And it just didn't work out where I could get there quick enough. But we're going to get back on track. We're going to get back on format. You know, looking forward to the next year and just see how we can do. We invite, you know, any comments, criticisms, charitable donations, whatever you got, send it on. So I guess one thing we need to mention before we get into the meat of this is the Blues Name Generator.
Right. That's a little bit of housekeeping from show 39, which was Susan's birthday beer bash.
Yeah. There was some alcohol consumed there, I believe.
Beer, blues, babes, and barbecue.
That's right.
Was the theme of that birthday party.
Yeah. And if you've listened to it, you know that we were all assigned blues names.
Yeah,
as we entered the door.
No Feed Johnny Jones.
It was a smelly C.C. Kennedy.
Anyway.
It still haunts me to this day.
It is smelly.
But we wanted everybody else to be able to have a blues name.
You can have your very own blues name.
That's right. All you got to do is go to BigFoamyHead.com. There is a link on the website to the blues name generator, and feel free to roll your own blues name.
Try to keep the one they give you. Yeah. Unless you're a dude and you get a chick name or something, you know, or vice versa.
Unless you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, there you go.
We wouldn't know.
And feel free to use that name when you write into the show.
Absolutely. So Rick, yeah, in honor of the big anniversary, the 4th of July weekend, I'm just getting back from my 17-hour drive
from the happiest place on earth.
From Florida. Well, actually, I'd ended up going to West Palm, so I got to recover a little bit. Found a great store there I'm going to talk about in the next show when we get into the Florida beers. But I get back, and you have pulled a party together.
Yeah, it was the Big Foamy Head anniversary party, but some people probably thought it was a 4th of July picnic-type party.
That's right.
So we had a mix of show-related folks and non-show-related folks there. Did a big cook.
Yeah.
Nine slabs of ribs. We had Steve Wilkes from Basic Brewing Radio did a pot of his gumbo. It was about 10 quarts of the brown ale Yaya gumbo.
Yeah, and that was good stuff. Man.
So go check out Basic Brewing Radio and get the recipe for that. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And you also had a shoulder there that
you right. We had pulled
bought from the church, right?
And people brought stuff. Mm-hmm. We had potato salad. And
had a big cake.
Coleslaw and a cake.
Yeah. And we also had a beer or two.
A couple.
And what did we have?
One case of Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA, a case of Dogfish Head 60-minute IPA, a case of Sam Adams Summer Brews, and a case of home brews.
That's right. Some of your home brews, the Amarillo Ales and the German Alts.
That's right.
So we had enough beer, and it was good. It was all iced down. We had coolers. We had the whole deal set up. Perfect weather. And
it was hot.
Yeah, it was hot out by the pool. And all these people, you know, swimming in there. And
you made a 5-hour DVD mix of blues.
I did. I pulled pretty much all of the music that we had played over the course of the year and threw in some extra ones, threw it all on a DVD, and we set up the stereo in the backyard.
It was fun listening to those. It was kind of like, you know, old friends,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because you were saying, oh, yeah, I remember when we did that one. So it was a big time. Everybody was there, all of the folks that you've heard throughout the year. A couple of them didn't make it, but, you know, they'll be reappearing again.
And some people were actually talking about spinoff podcasts.
Yeah.
Some of our friends are thinking about.
And we'll see if they follow through. Yeah, Tom, and he had an idea. So, you know, we're going to mention that here later on in the show because it's a lot easier to talk about it than it is to actually do it. And, you know, that's why we need to pat ourselves on the back for being around for a year. And compliments to all the other folks who have been around with us. And I think it just goes to show, you know, a little support goes a long way. We get a lot of encouragement from the other podcast, and we, of course, encourage everyone to listen to them. So why don't we take a break? We're going to enjoy our Stone 9th anniversary some more and come back. And
when we come back, we'll talk about the show snack that Dick made.
All right. We will. All right. Here you go.
Somebody
And we're back. And we were going to talk about our show snack.
Yep. This is something that you sort of watched me make.
Yeah.
I brought we were kind of kicking around, figuring out what we were going to do today. And you saw me bring some of these ingredients down, throw them on the smoker, and do little things with them. What this is was we had a smoked steak and portobello wrap with roast red peppers. With and gorgonzola cheese and a cilantro sour cream dressing on the side. Now, I did all this in very short time.
Very short time, yeah.
So basically, all I did was I had one of these, like, it was a sirloin steak, but it's like almost breakfast cut, real thin,
yeah.
Right? Like about a little over a quarter inch thick, and some portobello mushrooms. Bought them in bulk, a lot cheaper that way. Cleaned them off, put a little olive oil, salt, pepper, and a little of that southern flavor seasoning I got, which I like, and some Dales. I don't know if they have Dales anywhere else.
I see that Kroger's.
Dales marinade is everywhere in the South, and it's like a soy sauce and other things blend, right? So I soaked everything in that, and I threw them on the smoker side and threw a handful of hickory chips in and let it smoke for about 20 minutes, right, while we did something. And then I went out and I moved them all over. They had cooked most of the way through and finished them off. Took about 3 minutes on direct heat. Sliced them all up, put on a little gorgonzola and the sliced up roasted red peppers. Took them out of the jar. They're already roasted. I didn't have to do anything. And rolled it up on a whole wheat tortilla. So this is what I want to tell you. I told you there's something bad about it, but I didn't tell you what it was. The bad thing is it's a healthy food.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was delicious. I mean,
it came out real good.
Very light smoke flavor. The cheese, I didn't pick up on what it was that I was tasting.
Yeah.
That had a nice, strong taste.
Well,
to it.
I was trying to do, like, the calorie count on the thing. The heaviest thing was the tortilla. It was a whole wheat tortilla, so it's full of fiber, so it's good for you. But it was, like, very little meat, a lot of mushrooms, a lot of red pepper. And the gorgonzola, I mean, a teaspoon goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Total cheese on that big plate that we had was a quarter cup. So it's like nothing. It's like next to nothing on the calories that we ate, and it's just good for you. And so
the cilantro added big flavor also.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, some of the stuff that we're coming, you know, even though you do barbecue and cook out and stuff, that doesn't mean you're eating like mounds of fat and sugar and stuff like that. You don't have to. And, you know, we're trying to watch what we eat around here so we can make room for the beer. You don't get weighed down with the food.
That's right. And you're in training, which we'll probably talk about in a future show.
We'll talk
show.
About that later. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And talk about big taste. Our next beer is a Moylan's Hopsicle Imperial Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been catching up on my shows of Pacific Brew News, and Rick Sellers and Mark the Beer Geek, they love this stuff. They talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
So this will be my first time trying it.
And this is the one that it's Marin Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Too, right?
That also was theirs, known as Moylan's Brewing Company in Novato, California.
Yeah. And apparently they're a restaurant, too. Brew pub and restaurant. Moylan's is.
Mark the Beer Geek talks about stopping by and getting growlers. It might be Mark, one of the guests.
So they're there at the source.
Yeah. So they go and grab the growlers of the stuff. And
how nice is that? Yeah.
9.2% alcohol by volume. Reading the side of the bottle, it says Hopsicle Imperial Ale in celebration of the hop. This hop tribute, worthy of a King's Imperial Court, enjoy the blast of fresh Tomahawk, Cascade, and Centennial hops as they stimulate the taste buds in a truly imperial fashion. Pucker up.
Yeah. And anyway. this is technically an Imperial Ale. Is it an IPA? Are we to assume that? It doesn't say India anywhere. It's an Imperial, hence high volume, alcohol volume, triple hopped ale, right?
Triple hoppy is what it says.
But so, I had a drink. Man, this is tasty.
It's this very strong hops. They've got a lot of bittering in it. I can taste that.
But it doesn't finish with a lot of hops. I mean, it's got a little bit, you know, it's like it hangs out, lets you know it's been there, and then leaves.
Yeah, it's not offensive.
Mm-mm. It doesn't, I mean, it's good stuff. This is good with spicy food or food that's got a lot of taste and things like that. Man.
Maybe in smaller quantities, I would say. An 8-ounce glass would be great for this.
It's very good. Very good. And they have a map. You don't see that on beer bottles a lot. These guys are obviously so proud of what they do, they give you a map.
Well, they want you to stop by the brew pub, no doubt.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Novato SA.
I can't say that I've ever been to that place in California.
Me neither.
Being a Californian, I haven't been there.
Well, this is one of the ones that I grabbed at the Mayor's Beer Store in San Francisco
when
I was out there.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, I mean, everybody
sees that. Is that BevMo? I hear a lot about BevMos. And you were at the BevMo.
This was at the – I've got it somewhere on the table here. It was called Plump Jack Beer. Plump Jack plumpjack.com if you want to see it. But it's a nice little cool beer and wine and liquor – I think they got liquor – store in San Francisco in one of the suburbs – or subdivision, I don't know what you call it, but everybody said, oh, that's not San Francisco. They're different over there. But the mayor owns these stores. Mayor's a young guy, you know. And anyway, he just fantastic selection of beers. This is one of them. So, you know, I remembered hearing about this, and so I was real pleased to find it, bring it back. And it's living up to our expectations, I think.
Now, I like this label. It says live ale, keep refrigerated. So.
Yeah.
I've been saying that a lot lately. It's kind of like respect the beer, you know. It's making me feel guilty because I cellar some of my stuff out in the garage.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it depends on the type. If they're using a lager type ale, you need to keep
anything
it cold,
that's
right?
Bottle conditioned is going to have live yeast in it.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep the yeast alive, you got to keep it below 100, you know, whatever.
So you think they say live ale so it won't continue to do its thing and you want to
No,
keep
it's
it
bottle
like
conditioned so that they want the yeast in there to build up the pressure, okay. You know, the CO2 and
right, but I
further
mean, if
condition
you,
in
if
the
you
bottle.
Throw it into the refrigerator, though, depending on the type of yeast, they may go dormant, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
But that's anticipated.
Who knows? But anyway, good stuff. And you were mentioning Pacific Brew news, and we need a clever segue to podcast news. We were talking about all the podcasts that have been around, and there's many, many that have gone by the wayside, but Pacific Brew is not one of them. And we were all mentioned in an article, a number of us were, The Spirit World, which is apparently a I don't know if it's a paper publication, but it's a publication nonetheless for beer and liquor distributors and so forth, and they had wrote an article about how beer radio, beer podcast were becoming something not a phenomenon but kind of mainstream and mentioned to us. Good Beer Show, our boys over at Basic Brewing, Craft Beer, and Pacific Brew News.
And I guess it was a listener of Basic Brewing. I sent an email to James saying, hey, check it out. You know, we were all mentioned. And he goes, yeah, I knew about the article. The guy had contacted me. He's a listener of the show. So
yeah, and you corresponded with him a little too. I know she left a comment or two, and the guy said he's listened to us a couple. So it's kind of nice to see, you know, this wasn't somebody just found a name and wrote it. He actively listens to all these things.
That's great. That's great.
So we're looking forward to, you know, continuing to do the beer podcast. And again, you know, we said, let us know what you like. We're trying to be a little tighter, get back to our format. And
we're not out to conquer the world.
No. Nah.
So I found out something about the iTunes ratings. It's how many people are subscribing to your show is what moves you up and down in the list. So if you're an old show like us, we've been around for a while, most of our subscribers are already set. So we're not increasing the number of subscribers at a rapid pace where new shows come in and all of a sudden they're adding from zero to
People want to know what is this and sign up.
So they move up in the iTunes rankings.
Yeah.
So.
A little bit deceiving, but hey, who cares, right? There's plenty of room. And, you know, we mentioned that some of them come, some of them go. And you ran across one and have been corresponding with these folks that we're going to be talking with and
well, I had seen them and been wanting to check them out for quite a while, and they made an appearance on the Beer Reports Confrontation Board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new show called Barbecue Bob's BBQ and Beer Bash.
Right.
And they've done 15 shows since June 6th.
And that's amazing. Apparently they're unemployed.
Well, no, I don't think so. But it's the middle of July, so they're just screaming, putting out shows.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's something. I mean, that's a crazy pace, and you know, if they keep it up, more power to them.
To me, that means they had a lot of good things to talk about. So I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the guy's a home brewer, so he's got to be cool.
Well, we got to get in touch with them because they are touching on two of the three things in the Trinity. Beer, Barbecue, and Blues. They got 2 out of 3.
Yeah, they
did. So that's good. Yeah, so we'll have to enlighten them and educate them on the third one.
And then we have our friend Jeffrey T. He's the Good Beer Show.
And we need to cross-promote what he's up to.
He's doing a coloring contest. So one of the giveaways is a big foamy mug, big foamy head mug.
That's right. So if for no other reason, and you're looking at one.
I'm looking at one on the table. It says bigfoamyhead.com. It has the beer guy, Dick's artwork. He's a very talented artist. And it says it's the beer talking on it.
That's right.
With a nice gold trim around it.
So, and he's got a bunch of other things. I think he's got T-shirts. He's got all kinds of stuff on there. And it's kind of a – I still – you know, I listen to –